cut the tree down. It's got my HF wire antenna in it, so I'm having trouble not getting depressed over the whole mess, but I'll get on here with my article. It starts out, a routine job for one Mississippi documentarian turned into a 2-year passion project. Filmmaker Preston Booth from Starkville, Mississippi, was hired to shoot a small portrait documentary about a local businessman to celebrate his 82nd birthday. That's when he met Martin F. Chu and learned about the company he had built, MFJ Enterprises. Booth said he spent a significant amount of time with Chu and his family, friends, and staff. Booth learned about his background, how he grew up, what drew him into amateur radio, and why he started MFJ. He learned that Martin grew up in a family that owned a small grocery store, developed a love of radio at a very young age, and had to build his own equipment from spare parts supplied by a local electronics repairman because his family was poor. After earning his master's degree from Georgia Tech, he moved back home to run the family store so his brother could take time off to travel. It was there that he learned the fundamentals of running a business, marketing, and client relations. These would go on to help him when he started MFJ. According to Booth, Chu viewed MFJ not only as a way to provide affordable products for the average ham, but also as a way to offer locals the opportunity to work. He mentioned MFJ's first production line was actually staffed by students from Chu's classes at Mississippi State University, where he taught. They built the products and
this is the
you learn more
Network
about the documentary by sending me an email at m.curley2024@outlook.com. N9OKA, back to net control.